The National Identification Authority, NIA, has started issuing the National Identification Cards to Ghanaians beginning from the Okaikwe South District in Accra. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Executive Secretary of the NIA, Dr. William Mahaji, said the authority will issue more than 200,000 ID cards to Ghanaians from age 15, adding that the distribution will continue in the Greater Accra region after this week before they move to other regions. Dr. Hadi spoke to George Ankara.
Distribution of the Ghana card has eventually begun in Okaikwe sub-metro. We're looking at areas such as Awudome, Kandishi, Aveno, Steko, Bubiashi, Wadama, Akwiti, Manachimota, and all of those places. It's just picking up. We have deployed equipment, personnel. They are in the field right now and beginning the distribution. We hope to distribute about 200,000 cards in this coming week to the communities, especially, as we've been saying, for those who are 15 years and above. They are the ones we are attending to now.
And I believe because this is the first of his historical time, you are on the field yourself going around to observe the distribution. How is it going?
Definitely, it is important for us to monitor the distribution. It's picking up slowly. People beginning to come to the stations. We had to send equipment out at 5 a.m. today to some of those areas. We were disrupted a lot by the rain yesterday, so it just delayed slightly in some of the areas, but generally it's picking up as we expected.
When are you continuing with the exercise after this week?
We just moving straight into the next sub-metro. We are working in Accra until October to complete it. So the whole region has been zoned and this is just the first one. We'll move from zone to zone until the region is completed and then we move into the region.
Dr. Hadji also explained that the NIA is prepared to share data with the Electoral Commission and other user agencies who will require its service.
There's a signal from the grapevine that our 2012 elections will be going biometric and that it will be advantageous for your outfit, the National Identification Authority, to assist in providing data for the biometric electoral process. Is it visible from your point of view?
We have done biometric registration of all Ghanaians and we are trying to build a national register. That information is to be shared with what we call user agencies, including the Electoral Commission, the National Health Insurance Authority, Ghana Statistical Service, NID, Ghana Revenue Agency. All of those institutions, by law, are expected to have access to data in our database. So yes, it is possible that we can share that information on request. So we will just continue the exercise of providing data to any institution that requests that, and that is mandated by law, by our enabling act to share data with them.
But have you completed with the exercise nationwide?
No, we haven't. As we speak now, in about 2 weeks, we are going to begin mass registration in the Brong-Ahafo region as well. And then from that place, we'll move to the northern region, upper east region, and upper west region. But let me also quickly add that once that is completed, we are going to come back to mop up the numbers that we didn't cover during the mass registration exercise. We are setting up regional offices where the mop-up exercise can be done, which can actually control and plan the continuous registration exercise.
You have agreed that you are ready to share data, but looking at the backlog that is on hand now, are you sure that you'll be able to cover all the other regions in order to share the nationwide data for the biometric electoral system?
I don't want to indicate directly that we are going to share data for the biometric electoral system. If I had the chairman of the commission, electoral commission, right, they would begin biometric registration by the end of this year. So that's an exercise that they are going to undertake as well. And that's also well within their own remit. And I can't make any pronouncement on their exercise. I can only say what we are doing to as part of our mandate to serve Ghanaians.
But looking at it from the maximization of resources, would it not be prudent if your support is sought?
Some of the questions are very difficult for me to answer, which I would prefer you put to those who are doing that. But don't forget that for the National Identification Authority, we are covering all Ghanaians living in Ghana and living abroad, and all non-Ghanaians who are permanently and legally resident in Ghana. Now, the difference in what we are doing is that other institutions have smaller populations to serve. For instance, the Electoral Commission will be dealing with those who are 18 years above who are eligible to vote. Others will be dealing with different groups of people, but we are doing a total coverage, and it's mandated by law, so we are slightly different. And don't forget, this is the National Identification Authority, which has been charged with the mandate of producing an electronic register of all Ghanaians, and indeed a biometric electronic register of all Ghanaians. So that's the mandate we are trying to prosecute, and all others probably become subsets of the national database.
Dr. Haji, you want to be a bit evasive. Does that not mean that you are in a better position to help the Electoral Commission to get a database that will facilitate their work?
We have made that statement several times over, that we can generate a register of all Ghanaians who are 18 years above and provide that to the Electoral Commission. I've said that several times already, but I'm saying that for Ghanaians to use the Ghana card as the voter ID card would require approval beyond the National Identification Authority. That's a decision that would have to be taken by government and the parliament and the people of Ghana. So I cannot, in my capacity as the executive secretary of NIA, make a pronouncement that it must be used for election.
I was the executive secretary of the NIA, Dr. William Haji, talking to George Ankra.